This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Laugh Out Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Laugh Out Proud.
With Z and G.
On Joy 94.9. And look, during that song, Daisy Berry just decided to walk in.
Just popping in.
Yeah. Just popping in. Thank you so much for coming by,
I did.
Daisy.
I just felt like it. I was like, you know what? It's the middle of the night.
Why not?
Where should I go?
Exactly. What else
Joy.
Better to do? Exactly. Why not?
Always,
you know?
Welcome.
Laugh Out Proud. The home of comedy here at Joy 94.9. Joy's only comedy show.
Yes.
Only
what?
Comedy show. Exactly.
That's a bloody outrage.
I know.
But therefore best. So
yeah.
Exactly.
We're setting the great bar. For
so,
you two.
Look at that.
Zero competition at your station.
Flex.
Oh.
Get your food out of the way.
No food in the studio.
So how's your night been, Daisy?
It's been very good. Thank you,
awesome.
Boys.
So what? Look, we'll get right into it. We'll get right into it. Where
straight down to business.
yeah, it got serious real
there's
quick.
No
all,
so. There's no mucking around.
There's no mucking around here. So are you a Melbourne-based comic?
Yes.
Okay, indeed. So when did you get into comedy?
I think like 4 years ago, or it might be a little bit more than 4 years.
Like 2013-ish?
Yeah, 2013.
Okay. Cool,
yeah.
Cool. So you just wanted to get up and do open mics, like what?
I studied acting after high school, and then one of my teachers was like, are you a comedian? And I laughed in her face and was like, no, what are you talking about? And then she was like, you should be. And then by the end of that lesson, so this is my first lesson with this woman. She had like x-ray vision.
Wow.
By the end of that class,
looks like
she was
have been like a psychic instead.
Yeah, yeah.
She
so,
was,
like,
yeah.
The wrong profession,
so it was so intense. Or like a therapist or something. I don't know. Like, she just saw straight through you and all your bullshit. Yeah. And by the end of that class, she was like, right. That's it. I'm sending you homework. You have to come up with a 5-minute set by the end of my course. Like,
Right.
So by the end of her.
So how long was the course?
I think 12. We had her for about 8 weeks or something.
Weeks.
Yeah, like once a week.
Yep.
And by the end of her like unit, yeah.
And how was that? How was developing that first 5?
Well, and then halfway through the term, her run of classes, she just suddenly upped it to 10 minutes. And I was like, whoa, sister, hang on. You said 5.
Yeah.
I haven't even got 2 minutes yet. Like, let's just calm right down. But I think in the end I did 10. Look,
nice.
10, like, rough minutes.
Yeah.
Like, let's
10,
be honest,
yeah.
boys. To a class of drama kids.
Oh,
like,
right on. Okay.
You know,
all serious drama students, like,
Well, they were very supportive.
Oh, that's good. That's
which
good.
Is good of them.
Were
but
they
it
a
was
good
so
audience?
Intense.
Yeah, were they?
They were a good audience, but also, like, it's a small audience. There's,
right,
like, only,
yeah.
like, 10 of them. Mm. And then we were in, like, these ballet studios because we were out the back of the National Theatre in St Kilda, which sounds real fancy, but it's not. Like, it was, like, evening classes, you'd rock up and there'd be a sea of, like, tiny little ballerinas with all their like Turak mums there for the evening.
Dance
you'd be
mums,
like,
yeah.
stepping over all these kids to try and get to your class.
I got 10 minutes to do here, guys.
Yeah. Get out of my way, you stupid little tutu kids. Yeah.
So after that first 10, did you then go, oh, okay, let's go to open mics? Let's.
Yeah, because then when you finish starting to be an actor, you realise there's no work to be an actor. You're just in this sea of unemployment. So I was like, oh, I gotta do something with my spare time, you know? Hospitality makes me want to kill myself, so let's distract myself from that. And yeah, so I decided to open mics.
Where was the first room? Does it still exist?
It does. It was at the Comics Lounge, actually. Yeah,
oh, nice.
Their newbie night there.
Right.
And I got lucky because I had this really drunk woman down the front that was crying of laughter at everything, like everyone. But that instills some confidence in you for your first gig when a lady is like rolling around in her chair.
You're doing something right.
Yeah, I tell you.
You're like, yes, I've got this. I'm so good.
What's the deal with that newbie night? Is that the one where you do the workshop? And then
so I did the workshops for a bit because I was like, I knew nothing about comedy. I feel like a lot of comedians are like comedy nerds before getting into this. I was not. Like, I enjoy making people laugh and like mucking around and stuff in conversation, but I was not sitting up at night watching, you know, runs of Jerry Seinfeld
Like
anyone,
and studying,
studying Chris Rock or like, there's none of that going on.
Okay. Okay, so it's sort of kind of ruins the next question though. Who are your heroes though? Like, who did
since
you look
doing
up
it,
to?
Yeah, totally. So since doing it, I love Laura Davis. I think she is the best. A lot, heaps of Melbourne girls. Anne Edmonds, Celia Pakola, they're so good. I love like watching old school clips of Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Like she was the best. Like I'm not sure I love her show. I'm like, Ellen, like, can you just write some comedy again? Like just
she
like,
is. Just she's having a new special. She's for Netflix, I'm pretty sure.
I feel like, are you lying right now?
No, I'm not lying. Yes,
how
this is
am
legit.
I?
This
did
is
you
legit.
Read the article or just read the title? Because I've done that before.
No.
This is legit.
She's
signed a deal with Netflix.
No.
And she's writing a new hour. Yep. I don't know if she's writing a new hour. I don't know. Look, I
she's a part of a
new hour. Yeah. I think, you know, since having Alan the show, you know, team of writers is probably hard to, you know, distance yourself from.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You reckon she would have a whole crew?
Yeah, for sure. I would say so. Not to knock Alan. I mean, I love Alan. Who doesn't love Alan?
Who doesn't love Alan? I actually feel hacked loving Alan. Yeah, no.
I love her.
Get on board, Jesus. How did I not know? I feel like the shittest lesbian ever right now for not knowing this. Like, I've let down the system.
Go home, Google
I'm so
it.
Sorry.
We'll wait. It's okay. It's all right.
Oh my God.
So how long was the workshop for before you sort of got up and did the first?
I don't know. Like, I was a bit of a chicken. I probably went for a couple of months before I actually got up.
And is that where they get, like, Aussie comics to come in?
Yeah, come in and chat. So I remember, like, Dave O'Neill coming in, Dave Thornton. Nice. So that was cool.
Did they impart any, you know, useful knowledge?
Yeah, they did. Like, I remember at the time scrambling for anything. Mm-hmm. But also I learnt doing the workshops. No one laughs in a workshop. Mm. So you get out and test your material and they're too busy sitting there analysing you. So you're like, I don't know. I don't think anything I'm saying is funny because no one is laughing. So in the end, I was like, I'm just going to have to do it. Mm. Like, you're just going to have to suck it up and go and like actually test it on.
I feel like that's the way in a room full of comics anyway. Like, you know, especially like, you know, at say Mad Dog. You know, when it would just be a night of all comics, and mostly due to the fact that everyone's already heard your set. Five times.
Or they're running their set in their head.
They're prepping to go on stage. Or even if it is a new bit, I just feel like they switch in like, ooh, new stuff. Mm. And they're just analysing it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
It's so fun. Yeah. I love performing to comedians. Oh, it's the best. What a great time we have.
But it is great to stand at the back of a room.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, do you love it?
I like staying in the back of a room.
Oh, you just like the power trip of like... just not being in a chair like the rest of the plebs.
Yeah,
you
know, watch the audience
arms
as well.
Crossed.
That's a big part of it. Yeah, yeah.
You're studying. You get to
like, watch the civilians, you know.
Yeah. Suss out who's the fun civilians to pick on when you get up. Yeah.
Speaking of which, do you do any, how are you with crowd work? Like, do you do any?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get into it. Get into them.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, I can't be too tired or...
You have your wits about you.
You gotta have your wits about you. And I don't drink at gigs anymore.
No.
I learned the hard way.
Okay,
no good.
What's the horror story?
Oh, I don't have a mega horror story, but I just know that I am not as...
too sloppy.
...sharp once I've had a couple of beers.
Yes. Yeah. Especially when, at times, they pay you in beers.
That's tricky. Yeah, I know. I feel like you're ripping yourself off. You're like, I'm not cashing in these drinkers. What am I doing? Yeah. Yeah, but I love it, though. Picky on people is the best.
What about hecklers?
Yeah, have you had it backfire
I get away with a lot because I look like a child. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, I look, like, way younger than I actually am. So, like, people just aren't as likely to pick on me.
Oh, right. Okay, interesting
they
angle.
They can be, like, a little bit sassy and, like, you have dudes that are just trying to, like, outfunny you or impress their date or whatever, but... I don't know. It generally doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
You can just kind of talk over the top of them or just...
The distract method, yes. Just steamroll over them.
just steamroll them, which I love. And it's kind of, I feel like so many things like that creep into your actual life, though.
Okay.
Like, because I work in cafes, and I've got to make sure to just not steamroll customers. Like, there's so many older men that just try to be funny and charming, and I'm really not in the mood. And I'm just, I give them nothing. And it's, I realized today that it's probably the best part of my day at work, is the look of anger and disappointment in older men's eyes when you don't laugh at their shit jokes. Like, I'm just like, that's, you're not funny, old man.
Has anyone said a line that you could possibly, well, no, it's going against everything, originality, but have you heard a line that an old man said that you're like, oh, might switch that around a little bit and use that?
No.
No.
It's so lame. Do you know how many times I've heard the joke when you ask if someone wants sugar and then take away coffee? Oh, I'm sweet enough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like 5 times a day. Like, wow. I just want to kill them. Like,
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
You're going to use it now, aren't you?
Yeah.
What am I doing? I'm spreading the poison.
Yeah, we're gonna do a cafe sketch to specifically.
Are we?
Yes, next week.
Yes,
right. So
tonight's show hasn't happened yet. We're doing it now, live.
Well, while we go get a coffee and use that line, we'll be listening to this. This is a half hour proud.
Z and G.
I'm Jordan 4.9, and Daisy Berry was just doing some crazy dance moves during that song.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. Baby.
I don't know. What do you call them? What do you call them, Daisy?
They are too good to have names.
That's fair.
Exactly. No, yeah, that's what I thought.
They are beyond names.
I'm gonna Google the unnamed dance move.
I think it might pay off.
It might pay off.
Well, yeah, it's just gonna be YouTube clips of me doing those exact moves. I've already put them online.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll make a cool boomerang of the dance moves.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
That's what the kids are doing.
That's what I think it's called, right?
Modern here.
Technology. You were talking about you do work in a cafe.
Yes, yeah.
Things happen in day-to-day life in the cafe world that have sprung some material?
Yeah, occasionally. Like, I have a bit talking about how I look like a child, like I said before, and the cafe-ness kind of does come into that because sometimes people will think they're being served by a 12-year-old, like, and it just freaks them out a little bit. Until I start talking, I think, because then I sound like a grown-up. Mm. But, yeah, child the initial, labor. Like, yes. Bringing over of a coffee or menus or something, there is a bit of a double take. And people can be so patronizing with me as well. It makes me furious.
So you just make them... You just draw a penis in their coffee, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've gotten really good at that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What other decorations can you make in the froth?
Well, I just thought, in the name of equality, I'd do vaginas as well.
Yeah.
You know, but they're not as easily recognized by people.
Yeah, no, it doesn't
they're not
sound
as
like
in
a
your face. As a
So what sort of, going with writing, what sort of writing method do you sort of use? I mean, will you like use any sort of piece of paper to write down a little bit of a line? Or, you know, you'll use your notes on your phone.
Yeah, phone. Generally.
Phone.
Yeah.
All on the phone. And is it usually just like a line or something like that? Or do you like really just write down sort of, you know, if you have a sort of a few lines in your head already?
Generally, okay, so it'll be like a story that I hear or something that happens. I'll kind of jot it in to remind myself later that it happened before you just go about your life and forget. Like, you just forget. The amount of things you forget is insane.
Yeah.
And then, so I pop that in. Otherwise, stuff generally comes to me, like, if I'm on the tram, just, like, sitting there, staring out the window, or when I'm going to sleep, which is really annoying.
Shower?
Sometimes shower, which is trickier, because your phone's generally not in the bathroom with
you. Need a waterproof model.
Yeah, you totally do.
But, the new Samsung.
I just got distracted by the words waterproof model.
Mm.
It's a little bit weird.
Are they all
waterproof? Yeah. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. And we're all models, so everybody wins.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Right.
Wins. Yeah. You were really confusing. You just sitting over it there me. It in your little corner, just the clogs going away in your brain.
Well, at this time of the night, it's really tricky.
No, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
The focus is not there.
We need our producer to bring in another cup of coffee. I think so. I think that's a producer. Can you do that for? Awesome. Thank you. So writing. So you shop around material. You work out your bits on stage. Will you have your bits scripted out entirely, or do you have that sort of, you know,
dot point sort of
half-baked idea and just work it out on stage, work the punchline out on stage?
Yeah, a bit of both. So for some, I'll generally have it kind of scripted before I go.
Yeah.
But I'll be kind of loose about it. I'm open to, like, it doesn't have to be word for word. Sometimes you'll be doing it and it'll come out way better. And it just does, because you instinctually edit when you're talking to a room full of people.
Yeah.
More than you're going to just in your bedroom to no one. Waffle way more when there's no one there. And as soon as you put yourself in a room full of people, then it's just like, cut the crap.
Yeah. That's cool. Melbourne Comedy Festivals. Have you done?
Yes.
You have. So how many have you done?
Did a split bill, was like on a lineup or whatever, and just did spots and stuff.
Showcase.
And then, and then in 2015, I did my, 2016? What year is, I don't even know.
It's
what
2021, I think.
Okay, yeah, great. Yeah, yeah. So in 2020, I did my... I did my first
world
solo. I had a Netflix special. It was a good
time. High Sense Arena sellout. I remember that. We got backstage passes. Thank you so
much.
And
we appreciated it.
Thank you.
They called me Amy Schumer 2.0. That's what I... I know.
Netflix special.
Yeah. If you missed it, you were living under a rock. Yeah. Like, get a life. Come on.
We were living under a rock.
We were. For that summer. Was that your first hour then for the comedy festival? What was the difference going from, you know, originally that 10 minutes and those little 5 to 15 spots to an hour where you've got to own a lot more of the space?
Did you pull all of it together sort of thing, or did you, you know?
Yeah, so I did pull it all together. It was just kind of an accumulation of everything.
Did you have to find a wave, you know,
narrative flow? I kind of linked it in a way, because it was called Am I Mental? And I kind of linked it in a way of getting, like, that whole idea that comedy is therapy, which is very true, and got the audience to kind of be my shrinks and just judge me on whether or not I've lost the plot. That was kind of just how I linked in all these stories about, you know, stuff about my life. So
that's a good idea. That's clever.
That was fun. Because then they got to fill out a survey at the end of whether or not I'm fucked.
They got to, or they had to, didn't
they? Court ordered. Yeah.
They weren't leaving until they ticked a box.
So are you going to do anything in the Fringe?
No. I mean, I'm supporting friends for the Fringe. So helping out some friends and stuff. But in terms of the Fringe... No. I find the Fringe hard.
Okay.
It's just really hard to get audiences and to make any money back whatsoever.
Okay.
So I generally don't do Fringe. Also, I just feel like...
Why is that? Do you think that they're... Because there's not as much focus on comedy?
I just don't know if as many people know it's on.
Okay, yeah.
You know, when you talk to, like, non-creative people, they're like, oh, yeah, Fringe, when's that? And then you're like, now.
A haircut,
It's happening, like, right now. So it's tricky. Also, I just feel like Fringe is a cool festival for stuff that's a bit weirder.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
I just kind of think, just let the weird people do their thing. Not weird people, you know what I mean? Like, I love them. They're some of my best friends. And I just watch them do their crazy stuff. And I'm like, you guys are the best. I don't know where this comes from, but I love it.
So have you gone on the road?
Yeah, so I've done some regional gigs. I'm from regional Victoria, so I've done some, like, hometown stuff.
Oh, nice.
And then I've been to Adelaide.
Are they supportive in your hometown?
Yeah, my mum makes them be. She like hassles them on Facebook to come, and then I show up and she's like, oh, yeah, so they knew you when you were a kid.
Yeah.
They knew you from whenever, and it turns out like 70% of the audience is there for me. Not that I recognise any of them, but I'm just like, oh, my God, pressure. And I've been to regional Western Australia. I did a tour with Fringe World earlier in the year with them, which was fascinating.
Yeah, how are the audiences out there?
just so different.
Yeah. Non-receptive
not
at all.
Melbourne. No, they were great. Because they really appreciate
you coming out
you
there.
Coming. Yeah. And making that 3-hour car ride to, you know, a tiny mining town to do a show or whatever.
Miners.
But it was interesting because it was an all-ages geek that I was hosting. So there was also kids in the audience.
Oh, wow.
So it's a sound stage and just like, as you're saying your material, just edit out swear words.
Yeah. On the fly.
Yeah. On the fly. Yeah. Because you can kind of practice. I kind of practice beforehand, but you've done this material so many times with swear words.
You've got that rhythm.
You've really got to stay on yourself to make sure that no F-bombs drop in there.
Did one sneak
through? Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think any F-bombs. Maybe like a shitter or something.
Good
you
job,
know.
Daisy. Professional.
Yeah,
professional. So professional. The worst, I think the worst moment though, and the producer of it still bags me out for this. Thank you, George. Was when I got up a kid from the audience, thought it would be a good idea. I'm like, you come up here and you tell a joke. And she told some joke from a movie that she'd heard and it killed.
Oh, really?
She's cute, you know? Stupid little 8-year-old everyone loves.
Can't believe him anymore.
And then
she didn't even write the joke herself. So, I mean, come on, really?
Yeah, I know. You know, I was like, that Zootopia or whatever is going to sue you now. You realize they're going to get you.
Disney.
But then I didn't think it through. Like, I didn't plan to do that. So then afterwards, I was just like, oh, where do I go from here? Just been outshone by a kid. And I was like, just get off stage. Get out of here.
So do you have a podcast, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's called Mad Chats with Daisy Berry.
Right on. And what you just have mad chats about your mental health? No?
No. About comedy, actually. It's very like this.
Oh, right
it's
on.
It's kind of like talking about writing methods with comedians and what they've done and how they're... Yeah, I feel like you've ripped me off, except you've been doing this for longer than me.
yes. Let me just leave the studio. No, and we're springing it on you now, Dave.
Yeah, that's right.
This is actually an intervention to talk about the podcast. You've been ripping us off for months.
Yeah, no. Anyone to talk to anyone about comedy, yeah.
So what sort of guests have you had on of late?
I've had oh my goodness. Peter Jones, Emily Tressida's on.
Yeah, we've had
those
friend of the show.
All friends of the show, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Right on.
So
it's
almost like
the same thing. We are each other. When the fact when they came on, they're like, this is a weird deja vu. I've talked about all this stuff before. Except with two men.
So where can the people catch Mad Chats?
It's on iTunes. It's also on my website, daisyberry.com.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Very professional.
Thank you.
Very professional. Yeah. Did you have to... What about Twitter handles?
Daisyberry Comedy.
Ah, nice. Mm. Someone have Daisy at Daisyberry?
Yeah, I think it was taken. I know.
See? What are people doing?
What a piece of shit.
Did you have that thought of like, I'll message them and maybe, you know...
Oh my God, that's
bully them
such
into
a good
giving
idea.
It to,
yeah. I should do that.
Yeah, until they want money and then it's just like...
Yeah. No. I just wanted pure like online trolling to get you out of this. No money is coming your way.
And do you have any gigs coming up that you want to let the people know about?
I have a charity gig.
Oh, nice.
This weekend for the Croxton Special School.
Oh,
if
nice.
Wants to come along, help out the kids.
Right on.
Yeah. How charitable do I sound right now?
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, my God. I'm a saint.
So that's also going to have to be some edited material as well. No
This is going to have to be cleanish.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think I can get away with some cheeky stuff. Like, as far as I know, it's going to be adults there.
Can you
but
say
like
farts
more conservative
and
adults.
And bums? No?
Yeah.
Can you, yeah.
Do I want to, though?
I don't
know. Is it part of the set? You don't want to say it if it's not part of the set.
Do I talk about farts and bumps? I'll write some fart bum material just for this.
Right on.
And then in the back, they're like, get her off. She's talking about farts and bumps.
This is too much. Too far.
Well, this has gone so quick. Thank you so much for dropping by, Daisy. Appreciate
it.
Well, you listen to Laugh Out Proud.
With Z&G.
On Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.